And now the game where we reward successful careers with 10 minutes of confusion. It's called Not My Job. Speaking of success, Bob Saget has been one of the most successful TV stars in recent history. He starred as dad Danny Tanner for 8 seasons on the sitcom Full House. And
Excuse me, that's successful?
Yes.
Okay.
In most people's view.
Okay.
And almost at the same time, he hosted 8 seasons of America's Funniest Home Videos.
I don't have to apologize?
No, it's a success. Okay. We're proud of you. Now, the gossip about Bob is that his stand-up material is quite different from his Family Guy persona. And on an HBO special that will air this weekend, he proves that point. Hang on as we turn on the 7-second delay. All right, Bob Saget, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you.
Now, I got to say, I was able to see an advanced copy of the concert film that's on HBO this weekend. And you're still talking. Well, I have one question for you. Have you, sir, at long last, no sense of decency?
You know what? There's nothing wrong with the F-bomb. It's just a way of talking.
It's just a way of talking, but usually...
Yeah, but it's a way of talking about the Olsen twins.
No,
yeah.
I don't pull that card. That's my beauty.
Really? You don't pull the Olsen twins out?
No, I wouldn't do that. They're like daughters to me, and I can't talk about my daughters, so it only leaves me to their friends.
Right, exactly. No, I mean, I was going to say, yes, the F-bomb is just a word, but it's usually a word interspersed with other words that aren't the F-bomb. And in this, I mean, even the first 10 minutes of this thing, you say more obscene and upsetting things than... Like, you know, 3 seasons of The Wire on HBO. It's crazy.
However, I don't do anything hurtful.
But it's true. And that's the funny thing. Your comedy, it's incredibly obscene, but very nice at the same time. How do you manage that?
I thank you. I try to keep it all below my belt and not go anywhere else.
In the concert special, you actually say, just like, you know, after doing all this family entertainment for so long, you actually have kind of Tourette's now, where you're just
barking
out obscenity.
But it would happen to any of the people that are watching or listening to this right now. It just happens. If you do America's Funniest Home Videos and people get hit in the crotch, or if you do the Full House character of a dust-busting man with a bouffant in San Francisco, it will happen to you.
You'll just all of a sudden, one day you'll wake up and just start screaming obscenity.
There's not enough therapy, I'm just saying.
Okay. Were you doing that kind of material in your stand-up when you were cast in Full House back when? I mean, did they see this and go, that's the kind of obscenity-spewing guy. We want to play America's Dad.
Actually, yes, but they didn't pay attention to it.
Clearly not.
I started doing stand-up when I was 17, and one of my first jokes, and this is a true joke, was I have the brain of a German Shepherd and the body of a 16-year-old boy, and they're both in my car, and I want you to see them. That was a joke. And it got that reaction back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, okay. And you were also doing, of course, at the same time you were starring as Danny Turner in Full House. You were doing Danny Tanner. I'm sorry, I couldn't be bothered to watch it. Frankly,
I'm laughing. I'm only Peter.
Yes.
Peter, I'm only laughing because you're telling my career back to me like I'm Ronald Reagan.
I know.
It's like I'm in a nursing home, and then you did Full House, and then Pop. Let me put you by the sunroom and you can look out the window. Then you're in Full House. And then all of a sudden, Pop, you got incredibly filthy.
We think it was a blow to the head, Dad. Did something happen?
I'm not touching that line, but the thing is...
You have this reputation, which this special this weekend might finally end, as like this incredibly nice guy because of your hosting and acting duties. Have you ever wanted, in like the way that Robin Williams did in those couple of movies, to like play an absolutely unrefined, unreconstructed, unrepentant villain somehow?
I have done it kind of, sort of, in a couple things, but they were cameo, they were guest starring parts in a show called Huff on Showtime, where I played a coke-headed guy who was an actor on TV that didn't want to go back to a sitcom.
Yeah.
And then I kind of played myself, kind of, on the show Entourage, where I was, but it was just a cameo, but I was walking around with a bong and there were hookers everywhere.
Yeah.
But that happens.
Did they provide the bong and hookers, or did you just have your own?
The bong was filled with a fake pot, which is whatever, and it had hemp in it. And the hookers were actresses, so they were hookers.
and they had hemp in them.
Yeah.
Exactly. They were hemp-filled.
Yes. Wow. Because, people do like, you know, playing off your image as Danny Tanner, nice guy, that great video.
So why shouldn't I reap the rewards of it with my HBO special Saturday night?
Exactly right. Well, Bob Saget, we are delighted to have you with us. In fact, we have invited you here to play a game that this time we're calling
Three lies in one. They're not meals, they're not ready, and you can't eat them.
That, of course, is an old GI joke about meals ready to eat, MREs, the field rations supplied to our soldiers in combat. Now, recently, the Defense Department conducted tests of a new line of MREs. They tested them by feeding them to a few hundred soldiers at Fort Greely in Alaska. The SmokingGun.com website got a hold of the results. And we're going to ask you three questions about how the soldiers felt about the new menu. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice on their home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, Corva, who is Bob Saget playing for?
Larry Trayman from Lynn, Massachusetts. Mm.
Bob, here is your first question. One of the new entrees was something called chicken loaf. How did one of the GIs who ate it and then filled out a form respond in his written evaluation? A, quote, "How did you get the raccoons to agree to climb into the blender?" unquote. B, quote, "Am I supposed to eat this or throw it at the enemy?" Or C, quote, "The name chicken loaf scares me."
Those are all brilliant. I'm just glad Lindsay Lohan is nowhere near any of them.
No.
I would say B.
You're going to go for B, "Am I supposed to eat this or throw it at the enemy?"
Yes.
No, actually, what the soldier really wrote was, "The name chicken loaf scares me."
Wow. But you told me once when we talked about this show that I wanted to be on forever that I should not feel bad if I am wrong.
That's exactly right.
No. However, I have personally hurt Larry.
That's true. No, you shouldn't feel bad. Larry, though, should feel terrible.
Well, I feel bad. I don't want to hurt Larry.
No, he still has two more chances. Still have two more chances. By the way, most of the GIs actually liked the chicken loaf, despite the scary name.
I love chicken loaf. It goes out as easier as it goes in.
Exactly.
Wait, what is chicken loaf?
Chicken loaf is like meatloaf. It's like, instead of chopped meat or beef put into a loaf, it's chopped chicken put into a loaf.
It's when a chicken doesn't want to work. He's a freeloader chicken, and I'm against it.
Stop scapegoating the chicken loaf. Sorry.
That's right.
You still have two more chances, Bob. You can pull this off.
All right.
One entree that didn't do too well, though, with the soldiers was the stuffed cabbage. Which of these was a written response to that meal? A, quote, "Wouldn't it be simpler for the government to just shoot us? You do have guns." B, quote, "Don't ever give stuffed cabbage to a soldier again. Even POWs deserve better," unquote. Or C, quote, "This tastes like boiled death."
Like boiled what?
Death.
A.
You're gonna go for A. Wouldn't it be simpler for the government to just shoot us? No, what the soldier actually wrote was, "Don't ever give stuffed cabbage to a soldier again. Even POWs deserve better." Okay, let's see how you do with the last one. We are pleased to report that one of the new MREs went over really big, the granola with milk and blueberries. One of the soldiers wrote quite a tribute to this meal. Was it A, "This is the food that we are prepared to lay our lives down for"? B, "The way it turned my mouth blue flooded my mind with childhood memories, and for a slight moment, I was at peace." Or C, "Never thought I'd like granola. Next, I'll try dating women with hairy legs."
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
One of those was written by an actual member of our armed forces in response to the granola. Which was it?
I understand. It's either blueberries or waxing jokes.
Right.
I would go for A.
You're going to go for A.
I'm desperate.
This is the food that we're prepared to lay our lives down for. Are you sure?
Sounds like I'm 3 for 3 from what you're saying.
Well, so I'm just...
probably C.
It's probably C. You're going to go for C?
No, yeah, since you bent me.
The audience likes C. Never thought I'd like granola. Next, I'll try dating women with hairy legs.
All right, I'll do C.
It was B. I'm sorry. The way it turned my mouth blue flooded my mind with childhood memories. I mean, an unusually literary soldier, we think.
Now, Peter, we've known each other a little while now.
Yes, I'm sorry.
And
yes.
You told me, we talked about this show. I like your show. I'm a fan of your show. I think it's smart. I think you're great. I love your guests. I love your...
I'm bracing myself, Bob. Just do it.
You told me I wasn't going to be upset if I did anything wrong, if I didn't win the questions properly, answered them, and I'm incredibly upset, and I'm coming after your ass.
Listen, if it's any... If it's any consolation, Justice Stephen Breyer went 0 for 3 also. So
what about me? Bob Saget's going to pop a cap in my rear. I mean,
no, he's going to contract it out to the Olsons.
But I feel bad. I feel bad for Larry. I feel bad for anyone.
Hold on. Before you feel entirely bad, we have to make it official. Korva, how did Bob Saget do in our quiz?
Drop the F-bomb, Korva. Now's the time to do it.
You got none right, Bob.
Oof.
Wow, just come out and say it. Don't pansy
around.
Larry Treyman will not get Carl Castle's voice on his home answering machine.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's horrible.
It's official.
And the children will go homeless.
It's true.
I feel bad, and I'm going to make it up to Larry somehow.
How are you going to make it up to Larry?
I'm going to date his mom.
Bob Saget is a comedian, the former host of America's Funniest Home Videos, and the one-time TV dad to the Olsen twins on Full House. His comedy special, Bob Saget, That Ain't Right, airs this week on an HBO. You all should watch it, but prepare yourselves. Bob Saget, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, guys. Lots of love.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. You're a good man.